Internal Family Systems Therapy. Internal Family Systems Therapy is one of the fastest-growing approaches to psychotherapy. It has developed over the past 40 years into a way of understanding and treating human problems that is empowering, effective, and non-pathologizing. Internal Family Systems, IFS, involves helping people heal by listening inside themselves in a new way to different parts, feelings, or thoughts, and in the process, unburdening themselves of extreme beliefs, emotions, sensations, and urges that constrain their lives. As they unburden, people have more access to self, our most precious human resource, and are better able to lead their lives from that centered, confident, compassionate place. Introduction. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, "Sit here. Eat." You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine. Give bread. Give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you have ignored for another. Derek Walcott, Collected Poems, 1948 to 1984. It's my first session with Kurt and Marissa. Marissa breaks the early tension by stating that they are desperate and I may be their last hope. They have been miserable for 4 years and have gone through 3 other marital therapists, as well as several weekend retreats for couples. Religiously, they practice the communication skills they have been taught and sometimes find them helpful in the moment. But the structure falls apart once either of them touches a sore spot in the other. In therapy, they have even found livable compromises to several chronic issues. But their overall dissatisfaction with each other hasn't really changed. Kurt concurs, adding that he feels helpless and despairing. He'd had many relationships, but waited to marry until he felt totally sure that he'd found the right partner. He says, "We were so in love, have so much in common, and are both intelligent. Why isn't this working? I've always succeeded in my life. When I find something I want and work hard to get it, I succeed. When I face a problem head-on, I can solve it. This marriage thing is my one big failure." There are many couples like Kurt and Marissa, earnestly battling the demons that our culture and its relationship experts implicate, such as poor communication and lack of empathy. They feel bloodied and beaten by their inability to make it work. They alternate between blaming each other and themselves for not being able to bring harmony into their homes and satisfaction to one of the most important relationships in their lives. What if the premise itself is to blame? What if there were no way that Kurt and Marissa could succeed, no matter how perfect their communication or how much they compromised and empathized? Couples are told that if they could just accommodate each other enough, they would be happy. Each partner is asked what they need from the other, and therapy is designed to find ways that each can change to meet the other's needs. What if there is an essential flaw in this accommodation premise that sets up couples to fail? I believe that there is. Conditions exist within each partner and in the context of their lives that, if left unchanged, will preclude finding the intimate, mutually supportive, and respectful connection they crave. This audiobook will describe those conditions and offer a clear path to changing them. It will help couples replace the controlling, dependent, possessive, or distant relating they've come to expect and dread with something I call courageous love. When each partner has courageous love for the other, many of the chronic struggles most couples face melt away because each partner is released from being primarily responsible for making the other feel good. Instead, each knows how to care for their own vulnerability, so neither has to force the other into a preconceived mold or control the other's journey. Courageous love involves accepting all parts